This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Valdez remains inaccessible by road from the rest of the state due to avalanches and flooding over the weekend. As KCHU's Tony Gorman reports, progress has been made in clearing some of the debris on the Richardson Highway, but crews still have a long way to go.
Crews from the Alaska Department of Transportation spent Sunday stabilizing slopes along the Richardson Highway. They were also able to clean up some debris around the 39-mile area. DOT spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow says no progress has been made near the Keystone Canyon due to a lake forming behind an avalanche dam.
The water is coming out of the old railroad tunnel, and so water is flowing, which is good news, though it'd be more helpful if the water were decreasing at a faster rate than it is.
The Nordic and Alpine Woods subdivisions in the 10-mile area have been under a voluntary evacuation advisory as a result. Valdez Public Information Officer Sherry Pierce says the city is closely monitoring the area.
We've asked them, you know, just to be prepared if we have any reason to believe that they're in any sort of imminent danger.
City officials are working with the Alaska Marine Highway System to increase ferry service to Valdez. A DOT maintenance engineer arrived Sunday night to assess the situation and is expected to make a report on the findings Monday afternoon. Valdez City Manager John Hosey, Valdez Police Chief Bill Comer, and Valdez Fire Chief George Keeney plan to do their own assessment via helicopter. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.
Today marks the first full work week of this legislative session, with lawmakers set to begin digging into details on plans to advance a natural gas pipeline project, repeal of an oil tax cut passed last year, as well as a proposal to reject proposed pay increases for top state officials. Legislators will also consider repealing high school exit exam requirements. Governor Parnell on Friday released an education package that includes a small increase to the student funding formula that sets the amount of money a school district gets for each child enrolled. For 4 years, the allocation has been $5,680 per child. Parnell's bill would increase it by 1% a year for 3 years. The Anchorage School District's budget for the 2014-2015 fiscal year includes $23 million in cuts. Alaska continues to enjoy unusually mild weather. For most of January, Anchorage has had daytime temperatures well above the average high of 23 degrees. Highs have stayed at or above 33 degrees since the 14th of January. And in Bethel, it got up to 58 degrees twice earlier this month. Barrow is expected to be warmer today than much of the upper Midwest. Barrow's high is expected to reach -4, while some areas in the upper Midwest could see highs that are still double digits below zero, with wind chills down to 40 below expected in Chicago, among other places. The Alaska FBI Regional Office has awarded Cook Inlet Tribal Council the FBI Director's Community Leadership Award for its work to reduce sex trafficking. In a prepared statement, the FBI said CITC led a group of 10 local nonprofit organizations to develop recommendations for state action to prevent and reduce sex trafficking and to assist victims. The report stated Alaska's children and young adults, particularly Alaska Natives, are vulnerable to sex traffickers. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.